the new guys. One of the things I expect you to do when you first come into the kitchen is wash your hands.
At the Johnson Youth Center in Juneau, a handful of students are whisking, blending, and mixing their way through Chef David Moorhead's recipes. It's not easy stuff.
See how you're doing your whole arm?
For Jay, an 18-year-old finishing his first year here, learning how to make creme brulee was a big moment.
It tastes like heaven, but in a custard way. One time here, we tried to like torch the top so you get that hard crust, but we set off the fire alarm here.
We're not releasing Jay's full name because his record will be expunged when he gets out. Although he's graduating soon with his high school diploma, he still has about another year left at JYC. The center houses juveniles for both the long and short term.
You know, coming here is like, I thought like my life was over. I'm like, wow, what am I gonna do now? Like being in here like got me all these activities and all these like classes and certificates that's gonna help me in the new world.
When he was in regular high school, Jay says he caved to peer pressure.
A lot of poor decisions. I made a lot of mistakes over and over again.
Now he lives in the treatment wing, which is separate from short-term detention. Staff don't refer to him as an inmate. He's a resident, and the facility isn't called a jail. Some of the kids on the treatment wing, like Jay, are repeat offenders who were in and out of the system until the court appointed a longer stay.
When you go through his file and you see how many times that he has come to visit us, and you say, huh, what point didn't you get it?
Julia Black is a paraeducator here. She says it took some time, but eventually Jay started to come around.
He all of a sudden woke up. Watching him buckle down and get to school, and every day I would go down and I'd see him, and you'd just see this kid that was doing everything he could to do it right.
In part, he says his wake-up call came after being sentenced to 2 years at the center.
2 years of your life taken away, and after this, there's no coming back to JYC. It's to the big boy house, and I don't really want that to happen to me. And there's a lot of people that are counting on me. I don't want to let them down.
One of the people counting on him is his infant son. He had to miss the birth while he was serving his sentence.
It's a really big disappointment in my life. I was like, I don't want to go through this again, and I don't want to put my son through this. I just want to be there in his life when I'm out of here and like stay in there.
JYC offers counseling on being a good parent, dealing with stress, and building healthy relationships. In a year or less, Jay will be back out in the world. He's the first in his family to earn a high school diploma. And he says, yeah, he's a little anxious about what the future will bring.
You know, I came here not really having like much responsibilities except for going to school, but now I'm out here, I have to hold a job, take care of my son, and like live on my own. It gets me nervous, but not as nervous because I really know that I can do it.
Now, if we wanted to further refine this.
With his work readiness training from JYC, Jay says he's looking at careers in the culinary arts or mining. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.